This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jay Powell wrapped up day two on Capitol Hill today on what can best be described as a mellow note for the Fed chair, all indications being that December's meeting will bring nothing on interest rates. But while Jay Powell gets a whole lot of press here and elsewhere, it's useful and informative to remember that chair though he may be, Jay Powell ain't all that. There are other members of the Fed's Board of Governors. There are the presidents of the regional Federal Reserve banks as well, of which Rafael Bostic is one. He is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta.
How are you, sir? Kai Rizdahl, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
He's been there almost a year and a half. President Bostic has the first African-American to run a regional Fed bank.
So this is our Hall of Presidents, an ode to the past of the bank.
Yeah.
Which is pretty...
I'm also obliged to note it's a whole bunch of old white guys.
Well, yeah, it's a little different today, yeah. Which is a good thing. You know, the Fed is not known as like on the cutting edge of these sort of things, but we've actually made some good strides in the last couple of years. So I'm hopeful that we will continue to do that. We talk about this a lot.
The Atlanta Fed is the sixth Federal Reserve District headquarters, which, Bostic says, as we stand in front of a wall-sized map in the very nice boardroom, he says that's kind of a bellwether for the national economy.
So six states. Yeah. We have a little bit of everything. And if you think about sort of what goes on here, I got Appalachia. I have the coast. I have energy. I got military. If you look at our economy, we're 1/6 of the U.S. economy. And our distribution of industries basically matches the United States. So we're a mini U.S. in the 6th District alone.
A quick walk to his office, and we got going for real.
Thanks for taking the time to do this.
Of course. You know, I'm a big Marketplace fan. I listen to you guys all the time.
That's very nice of you to say. How are we doing?
Pretty good.
Mostly?
Pretty good. You know, every now and then I get a little tense about things. But
Well, look, say more about that. What are you tense about right now?
So a couple things. So one is just how the economy, how Americans live their economies very differently. And the way we talk about it, I fear doesn't actually speak directly to a lot of folks. And so when I came here, you know, one of the things that was very interesting, I drove around, they flew me around. I had never lived in the Southeast.
Yeah.
So to represent the district, I really felt like I needed to go see things. I've become more acutely aware of like the split in how people are experiencing the economy, and that's leading to splits in how we talk about what America is. And so, you know, a lot of the fractured nature of our political discourse really does, in some ways, I think, revert back to these different realities of how people are living day to day.
Say more about that, because obviously on Marketplace, we spend a lot of time talking about the Fed, but we do it in terms of Jay Powell said this today, the Fed did that today, you know, take your pick. And I guess the question is, what should we be talking about in terms of the Federal Reserve and the central bank that maybe we're not?
So I'd say a couple of things. So one is that we actually are in a lot of communities. Just about every reserve bank has a lot of activities and initiatives that are designed to help communities be better and to address some of their challenges and weaknesses. You know, I was in Meridian, Mississippi, for example, had good conversations with their business leadership about what things, what their challenges are, and then what kind of solutions are out there for them. Same thing in eastern Alabama. I was in Jacksonville and Anniston talking, and they wanted to talk about business strategies to try to attract new population. These are things we actually have a lot of expertise about, but I go around, a lot of folks say, I didn't know the Fed even cared about housing or any of these sorts of issues. And that's independent of the macro stuff, which you guys cover a lot.
Right. One of the things that's happening nationwide, and Chair Powell talks about this a lot, is that... one of the reasons the Federal Reserve is so intent on maintaining the conditions for the expansion to continue is that the lower part of the income spectrum is just now, 10 years into this expansion, feeling it. How much does that weigh on you as not a member of the Fed writ large, but as the guy running the 6th District?
Well, I worry about this a lot. Now, let me say just one thing on this. This idea that the recovery has been uneven is more generic than just families across household levels. So there are a bunch of metro areas that are just getting back to where they were in terms of employment,
yeah.
in terms of house value. Historically, when we have these business cycles, lower income families, minorities, they're the last ones to get in. And so the longer these expansions are able to go, that provides more opportunity for the last ones. There'd be more of those last ones in. The thing that I worry about is I want to make sure those last jobs are sustainable. Yeah. We have a lot of history that shows that when the economy goes too aggressively beyond what you would call full employment, that there's often a recession that comes after that, and a lot of those jobs go away. And so the last in are often the first ones out.
Right.
So I want to make sure that as we do this, we don't go so hot and so fast that those jobs are not sustainable jobs, and that the families wind up losing their station.
What keeps you up at night in this job?
So I worry a lot about psychology. The consumer is chugging along. There's all this noise that's going around. And there's always a question of, you know, to what extent is that noise going to affect or change people's sentiment? Are people going to get worn out and just say, hey, like, I'm out? Or are they going to just keep their head down and keep going? And that's consumer side, but also businesses. You know, I know you talk to a lot of businesses. I do the same. And, you know, what they've told me so far is, you know, we're not going to jump out and do a lot of significant sort of these wild, bold actions until yeah. we know what the rules are.
Let me pick that apart a little bit. First of all, the consumer bit. Since you're a listener, which, by the way, thank you, you know that we spend a lot of time talking about consumers, and they're the ones driving so much of what's going on in this economy. How can that possibly be sustainable?
Well, it can be sustainable as long as economic growth is sustainable. You know, one of the things that's been interesting...
Well, wait, hold on. So economic growth now is slowing.
Slowing, but not slow.
Okay.
Right? Fair. So I think it's important to make a distinction between slow and slower.
Okay.
When you think about what a long-run sustainable growth rate is, given labor productivity, it's about 1.8 to 1.9%. Mm-hmm. So this year, we will still be above our long-run sustainable level. So my models, we expected this to be a slower year than 2018, and we expect 2020 to be slightly slower than 2019. So slower does right. not necessarily portend a crisis.
Part two of what you were just talking about, businesses and them saying, well, we're going to wait and see how things go. There's a lot of uncertainty out there right now. If you're running a business, why would you do anything?
Anything different.
Anything different.
So I don't need to do anything different. Right? Look, 2018 for many businesses was a record-breaking year.
Yeah.
Right. So if they just stay at record-breaking levels, we should be good. So I don't need them to be bold. I need them to not freak out. I need them to have confidence that their existing business models are models that are sustainable over time. And my hope is that they continue to see signals that support that, so they keep going forward.
Dr. Bostic, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for being here.